This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It is Friday, November 13th, year is 2020. Open world government is being announced. UN concentration camps are being publicly announced. We will break all the information now. Spread the word, Paul Revere. This is not a drill.
The hypocrisy of the left continues its criminal path toward completing the bidding of the New World Order.
The World Federalist Association, or WFA, is one of the largest organizations that openly promote world government. 1993, the WFA honored an editor for Time magazine for an essay he had written entitled, The Birth of the Global Nation.
Nationhood as we know it will be obsolete. All states will recognize a single global authority.
And we are in the midst of one of the historic global transformations that is going to eventually lead to a new world order. The shape of that we don't know at this point, but we know the processes that are underway.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order. It's overwhelming our interest that China prosper, that we have to level the playing field.
I believe we, and particularly you, your class, has an incredible window of opportunity to lead in shaping a new world order for the 21st century.
Democracy, freedom, openness that we cherish is under threat from within and from without by the siren call of this phony nationalism and populism and the xenophobia that exists in many Western democracies today. All has changed, changed utterly in the last 15 years. And a terrible beauty has been born.
As the Washington Examiner explains, just 4 years after the Obama administration authorized the secret surveillance of Michael Flynn for his communications with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak, Ben Rhodes has boasted that Joe Biden is already talking to foreign leaders while another president rules the White House.
Ready to congratulate you and congratulate Kamala Harris for this election.
This, of course, violates the Logan Act, but Biden isn't wasting any time kneeling to his foreign overlords to dismantle everything President Trump did to protect the United States.
And Mr. McCabe, yesterday on MSNBC, Ben Rhodes, the former deputy national security advisor to President Obama, said that foreign leaders are already having conversations with Joe Biden, quote, talking about the agenda they're going to pursue January 20th. Mr. McCabe, based on that testimony, do you believe Joe Biden is violating the Logan Act?
I'm not aware of Ben Rhodes' statements.
He is talking with foreign leaders, and it doesn't violate the Logan Act because the Logan Act is unconstitutional, which is why it's never been used to prosecute anyone. You authorized using it to go after General Flynn as part of a political persecution. I can give you the answer. Hell no, Joe Biden is not violating the Logan Act. The reason you won't say it is because that was your flimsy political basis to go after a decorated war hero because you disagreed politically with President Trump.
Biden will reverse travel restrictions from countries sponsoring terrorism like Libya, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, Yemen, and Iran. Biden also seeks to re-enter the Iranian nuclear deal. Biden plans to reinstitute DACA. And Biden will also rejoin the Paris Climate Accord and resume funding for the World Health Organization. Of course, these are all initiatives by the Bilderberg cartel promoting the disintegration of United States sovereignty in favor of their new world order.
About 140 participants this year, including the chief executive of Google, the chancellor of this country, and the former head of the CIA turned executive for the private equity firm KKR. They're here at this event. If you've never heard of the Bilderberg conference, don't be worried. I've been in the news business for about two decades. I'd never heard of it. That's because the organizers don't really want you to know about it. It is very secret, a very guarded affair.
If Joe Biden does steal the He will face a country where at least half of the population despises him, where a movement will exponentially grow against his occupation. Fertile ground for a false flag blamed on patriots. John Bound reporting.
Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. Spread the word now. We are now in the new world order. We are fighting for our lives. It's only going to get worse. America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars. The fighting is total economic collapse. And Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus. Alpha Power back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Ultra 12. Mineral Fusion, Kava Chill, Super Male Vitality, Super Female, and so many other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't need to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, so it's a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency zone. Standing at the historic crossroads, and we are now passing out of the crossroad into a path of absolute hell on earth, concentration camps, forced inoculations, and mass death. We are still at the crossroads. We still have a chance to go down another path, but if Trump cannot defeat this communist globalist takeover, we are being sucked into the black hole vortex. Now, we have all the proof. It's all public. It's all hiding in plain view. And we all have to get very conscious about this and understand that we're not in the normal incremental globalist takeover anymore that's already been horrible. Everything you've seen has been probing and conditioning and a readying process for what is now about to unfold. And I want to lay out for you at the bottom of the hour, as best I can, what is now going to unfold. The headline for the show today is a shocking headline. It's totally true. We have all the admissions. We have the UN saying it. We have them preparing it. Now we have them implementing it. And we have the Democrats, the Communists, the Socialists, the Labor Parties of the world all singing from the exact same sheets of music, with big tech enforcing it along with mainstream corporate enemy of the people media. And the mainstream is authoritarianism, AI surveillance, social credit scores, children being taken from their parents by the state, forced inoculations, medical passports to even have a job or leave your house. And then when you refuse to take the vaccine, you will be taken to an emergency camp, and many people will never be seen again. They're going to claim you died in the camp. They're going to inject you, and they're going to intubate you and murder you. That is their plan. And the documents are out. So this is all the smokescreen cover. That's why suddenly you see massive fraud. Suddenly you see massive criminal activity. Everything you already witnessed is now turned up tenfold. And this morning I was sent a video of a doctor doing a online TV podcast answering listeners' questions. And he's talking about a document from 6 months ago when the Labor Party of Canada, and it's a confirmed document, I went and pulled it up in Reuters, we're talking about how the big lockdown's coming, how there's going to be exponential cases because of testing, which they already know, it's how it's set up. Everyone's going to end up getting COVID. It's designed to reinfect. We're all suspects. They can divide the public against each other, set up the secret police, the contact tracers, and give the leftists all badges and guns. That's why they're in the process of overthrowing the police. They're not getting rid of the police. You're about to be in a real police state. Everything you saw in the worst parts of Australia, run by leftist mayors under UN command, and paid by the communist Chinese government, one mayor over $1 billion in Australia, has now been duplicated in Europe, the UK, and now here. The only presidents really fighting this are in Eastern Europe and in Brazil and the United States, and they're all under incredible attack. But Bolsonaro and Trump are absolute brigades. They are fortresses against this, and that's why they're under such attack. So this is a very serious time. I want everybody to understand something. You don't get out of this by submitting. You don't get out of this by being scared. You don't get out of this by going along with them. They're coming for everyone. They're going to wipe out the third world. This is only phase one. Once you've gone under lockdown for about 2 or 3 years, then the real bioweapons get released. Now, I've told you this for decades. Gates said it a few months ago. He said, this is just a drill. The real thing's coming from terrorists. And he and Colbert began to have a visual, satanic type of gleeful orgasm. We have their battle plans. We know what they're doing. I know this has always sounded extreme and horrible, but it's the truth. Now, that's all coming up at the bottom of the hour. We have some video. I'm going to show you the Reuters articles. I'm going to show you local videos out of French Quebec, Montreal. And I'm going to show you the health department head saying, we're coming in your house, forcibly testing you, even if no one's sick. We're taking your children. If anyone is sick, we're going to separate your family. Now, understand that. And remember, it's never going to go away. When people resist going to the camps, next year they're going to say, see, COVID didn't go away because you resisted and didn't go to the camps and take your shots. That's how the rollout works. Oh, you didn't wear your mask right. The lockdown wasn't long enough. Oh, you didn't submit enough. And then now here we are already into the next cycle. Okay? Here we are already into the next beginning of the next year. 10 months into this. They're launching their new operation. Not in January, but in November. On the 5th of November is when they launched it all over the world. The UN announcement that you're going to take the inoculations, you're going to be taken from your family, your business is not essential, the police are coming to watch you, they're backed up by leftist social workers, and they talk in these labor documents what the UN talks about. It's all just from the UN down, saying, we start in the big cities, we show everyone on TV that it's normal, we normalize it. That's how the communists took over Russia. They only had Moscow for a couple of years. Then they show you it's normal in the newsreels, on the radio, and now on the TV and the internet. Everyone else is blocked. And as we told you what happened, the media is asking, the independent media, oh, is it true? Suddenly people can't send stop the steal videos on their iPhones. Oh, suddenly people can't do instant messenger. Is it censorship? They announced last year on CNN that they were going to start blocking instant messages and text messages. And now they're saying they're going to be monitoring you live time. The networks are, the big telecoms, for what you're saying over the phone and cutting your phone off if you speak improperly. That's why they're making everyone stay at home so they can monitor everything over the Skype, over the Zoom, over the phones. This is AI, machine learning, forcing all of us into it. You know, like in the original Tron, when he wants all the little programs to be merged to him, and they're all being thrown in, they're all, I mean, that's the metaphor for tyranny. They're forcing everyone onto the phones, everyone onto the computers to live, which then forces everything over to robots and computers and automation so that it can actually take over. So we're having our legs cut out from under us, our voices taken away. This isn't just, oh, liberals that mean well and woke folks that went a little too far and ha ha ha. This is an incremental program where they change the Overton window and where they're always, again, pushing what's acceptable to narrow and narrower fields while they turn their rabble into a group of authoritarians that are there to bully us into submission. Now, thank God we still have a constitution. That's why federal and state courts have ruled, and there was another ruling today against the Democrats, that they're not allowed to have these lockdowns, no matter what Biden says or what anybody says. But they just don't care. When the courts tell them they can't do this, when the courts pull this, pull the constitution out, then the left just says, we don't care. We are the cities, we are the states, we are the bureaucrats, we are the businesses, we are in charge, and we're not budging. So it's a form of siege, of sabotage, of civil disobedience. This is civil disobedience, asymmetrical warfare. Sabotage comes from the French word of putting your sandal in the gears at a factory. And literally, because workers would get tired of working 18 hours a day during the start of the Industrial Revolution, and they would just throw their shoes into the machine, sabotage, putting your sandal into the machine. And so, but this is the big bankers. This is the robber barons who didn't know how to deal with people sabotaging them. So they built a system to control us where they sabotage us, bring us to our knees, and hold us hostage. And they call it a lockdown, a term developed in the United States for when the people get unruly, when there's a riot, they learn, don't just punish the people that started. Lock the whole prison down for a week or two. Don't let folks come out of their cells, make them eat in their cells. Don't let them go lift weights. Don't let them go work. Don't let them, you know, be a custodian and go, you know, mow the lawn of the state capitol or whatever. Make you stay in your house. You're under lockdown. This was just baby training the last 8 months. Now they're going to bring out what you saw in Australia, what you saw in Spain, and they admit that's the model. And they're coming with their special police political units to your house. And they are going to drag you out, and they are going to take you to a facility in this phase. The next year, they're going to take you and kill you with a intubation. The new execution systems aren't guillotines, they're ventilators.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we come to you live from Washington, D.C. I am Alex Jones, your host. I'm very, very honored to be here. We have the big historic march tomorrow. We caught Antifa on the way here. They were following us from Florida up into Virginia and now into D.C., posing as patriots and handing out white supremacist literature. So that's going to be their main mission tomorrow. We actually caught them on video red-handed, and we actually intercepted their communications through a source. And they, through a mole, I'll tell them we've infiltrated them. And they're planning to dress like MAGA folks at the march tomorrow. They'll be wearing their red baseball caps backwards and wearing camouflage pants is how they're dressing. So we've got that to look forward to. But this is the true scum that wants to deny us third-dimensional access to the streets. You got big tech everywhere, admittedly blocking everyone. Now online, and then now over their phones and many text messages and email services, not letting people send Stop the Steal or videos exposing election fraud. Because you can't have all these election officials coming out saying they saw fraud. You can't have the racists that are going back to Republicans all over the country as they go in and look at the machines, everything flipping against Trump. They can't have this coming out. They have to just keep saying to everyone over and over and over again, it is a hoax. There is no election fraud. Even though Georgia officials have come out and said, yeah, we found a bunch of fraud. And there's thousands of dead people they've already found in Michigan and Pennsylvania. And we know the ballots were sent out so they could stuff the deck before and stuff it after. And we have the mathematicians that have looked at it, and they tell you how it's two companies, Dominion and, of course, Staple Street. They're having the, quote, anomalies and the patches that private companies came in and put on the day before the election in these battleground states. And all the weird food trucks and other vehicles showing up middle of the night that had swipe cards after everything's closed and going in with the big boxes of ballots. This was insane. The globalists are in full panic mode. Yes, it's bad they're moving against us. Yes, it's bad they're totally criminal. Yes, it's bad they've taken the mask off, taken the gloves off. But this is because there was a landslide for Trump. They tried to manipulate the polls, but they still couldn't. Real internal polling shows as much as 50% of black males now supporting President Trump. That's five times whatever it was. Exit polls showed 36%. That's triple whatever it was. Black females, about 35%. That's about triple what it used to be. Same thing with Hispanics, it's even higher. There is a total awakening to what the Democrats do. They don't want a big tent for America. They want people to hate America and believe it's bad and evil so that all the brown people that live here, that built this country, and the brown people that are coming to the country hate their chance to be in a capitalist society and successful. And that's why it's total absolute race baiting. That's why the Attorney General of Michigan, who's a Southern Poverty Law Center operative, is saying it's racist to recount the votes. Don't do it. It's why they're harassing all the lawyers and their families from law firms. And even the New York Times is saying you shouldn't have law firms. You shouldn't be able to have representation and go look at these things. That's the system. And the Democrats said they were going to contest all of this. So, again, if it was just old-fashioned Democrats earlier in the game who were just corrupt, I wouldn't be so concerned. We can make it out of that. The globalists want to break this country once and for all. I'm going to break it down next segment. But This is the admitted plan to only ratchet down the tourniquet, to only tighten up the noose around our necks every successive point as all of this unfolds. Now I want to play you a clip of Joe Biden conceding the election. That's right. Here's Joe Biden conceding the presidential election. This is a real video. Here it is.
There is one less candidate in the race for the presidency tonight. Delaware Senator Joseph Biden dropped out of the hunt today, saying the disclosures about his plagiarism in law school and his exaggerations about his academic record made it impossible for him to continue.
I do it with incredible reluctance, and it makes me angry. I'm angry with myself for having been put myself in the position of having to make this choice.
The Delaware Democrat is the second candidate to be forced from the race by questions of character and integrity. Gary Hart dropped out earlier this year. Meantime, with Joseph Biden out of the race, Colorado Congresswoman Pat Schroeder may soon fill the spot vacated by the Delaware senator.
That's good. So that was him, you know, decades ago. This is a disgraceful creature. That's why they put him in. This is the type of trash they have to get. Senile, doesn't know what planet he's on, an enemy of his country, who spent 47 years selling us out. And America did not reject President Trump. He didn't get triple the black votes and double the Hispanic votes he got. And he got record numbers 4 years ago. It's like five times the black male vote now than what other Republicans ever got. I mean, that's all you need to know right there, folks, is they lost control of people's minds. And I've talked to a ton of black folks here in D.C. And this is a black city. And I just ask them, hey, you like Trump? Absolutely, I like Trump. I'm driving down the road. I see black people all the place wearing Trump gear. And they are just so pissed, man. So good luck, New World Order. Good luck. Because you may get some idiots buying into your BS and all your leftists running around preaching race and division. People see through your crap. And now when Biden takes the prosperity away, he's able to get in and puts us into a depression and starts rounding folks up. Oh, and guess what? Biden's got something really good for black folks. Ezekiel Emanuel, the same one that says kill people at 75. Death panels. His people are in the news. It's on Infowars.com. It's a big article. And you can link right to the statements. It's an actual news article originally. And it's all right there. Vax the blacks. Joe Biden's COVID-19 task force recommends withholding food stamps and rent assistance from those who refuse coronavirus vaccines. And they specifically say blacks really need it because they're twice as likely to get COVID. Yeah, because black people need about three times the sun as a white person. People that aren't long around the sun have white skins. So they absorb it and get vitamin D. Blacks from the equator, where they would get too much sun, so they got skin to reflect it. Well, when blacks live in northern climes, they tend to get more diseases and all sorts of problems because of vitamin D. So if you really want a virtue signal for real and help black folks, I walk around and tell black people. I just walk up and say, hey, they want to kill you, they don't want you to have vitamin D. And you need to get vitamin D if you want to stop COVID. And they go, what do you mean? I go, well, you know, you've got black skin and you don't absorb as much light. And you need it. Look into it. A lot of black folks say, yeah, I know that. You're right. I was telling my mom that. Just look, you want to beat the enemy? Fauci and these murderers, they want to kill us all. But they got a special liking for black folks. They're killing them in Africa. And by the way, the black folks here, they know Gates is running operations in Africa. So you globals are in a lot of trouble. But it makes me sick. Makes me physically ill to watch this unfold. Another thing is, it's a stick in the eye of the enemy to keep us on air. I need your financial support. I love you and I appreciate it. We got supplements you already need. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We got the fish oil. It's got all the D3 and the rest of it. We've got the DNA Force Plus. It's so good for your cells. You're taking one product as that. We have X2. The big sale's got to end soon. It's the emergency stop lockdown 2. Save the Republic. Stop the steel sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping more, but it's got to end in a couple days. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
America is in crisis. Emergency lockdown 2 is coming under Biden. Support InfoWars, the fight against total economic collapse, and Biden's martial law disguised as lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points and more at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Kava Chill, Super Male Vitality, Super Female, and so many others. other amazing products. These are game-changing things that the globalists don't want you to have. These are things that are absolutely elemental to what you and your body have to live. But regardless, buying these products from us funds the InfoWars, so it's a 360 win. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to ask you to redouble your efforts to spread the word. I want to ask you to buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com today, because without you, we won't be on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you all. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139. Please take action today in our emergency center.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking ExtendoVite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining me. I bring you very, very grave information, and I know a lot of people are listening now. A lot more people are tuning in. They're paying a lot of attention to us. That's why I knew we had to stay on air when they tried to silence us in the last few years. They were so scared of us because we had the blueprint of their takeover plan. That's why before they launched the COVID operation a year ago, they took Endgame off of Amazon and many other platforms and basically had the distributors who were still selling in stores stop restocking the DVDs. It was also taken off many other player services. Because in the film, we lay out how the UN and others say we're going to bring in planetary government using a real virus or the threat of a virus. And we know what COVID-19 is. If you go back to the H1N1 flu scare of almost a decade ago,
It later came out in white papers by pharmaceutical companies a year after that, a year before that, they created a simulant flu virus that was a live flu virus, but they claimed wasn't harmful, that they could put in the regular vaccine so that they could, quote, track the spread of it and track how flu spread. That really wasn't what was going on. They had jacked into the RNA of the virus. It had a lot of mutagenic effects and cancer-causing effects. You can look that up. And so that's what they're doing with the vaccines is the vaccines are a cover for the Trojan horses they're putting in people. Just like, oh, black folks, we're going to give you a vaccine that's really live syphilis. But again, when they started coming out, they only focused on the black folks. And people say, oh, it's just the black folks. No, it's everybody that was poor that they could target. So now this is a giant planetary operation. Bill Gates has been thrown out of India. He's been thrown out of Tanzania. He's been thrown out of Kenya. He's been thrown out of over 20 countries because they caught him giving people cancer viruses. They caught him giving people HIV. They caught him giving people polio. And again, I'm on Joe Rogan 3 weeks ago. I go, Joe, AP reports that most of the polio cases are from the UN's own vaccine program paid for by Bill Gates. It's his specific vaccine. And Joe's like, there's no way that's true, man. Boom, pulls it right up. Because they don't even try to hide this now. So when you're tuning in, I want everybody to understand, your life is over as you know it until you fight back. We need people every day surrounding the governor's mansion where Governor Abbott is. If he's in a restaurant eating, you don't go up and threatening. You go up and you say, sir, we know you're being blackmailed. We know the lockdown's permanent. Be a leader and stop it. Or we need to start his recall. Okay? We need to see more state Supreme Courts and federal courts throw this out and say no. I know so many of you are in love with Amy Comey Barrett. I hope she's good. I hope she votes for Trump if it gets to the Supreme Court. But she's for lockdown. She's for forced speculations. She supported a 1901 court case. Democrat Governor Tony Evers, furious about Wisconsin Supreme Court, tosses out his latest COVID stay-at-home order. That's what we need. But if we keep complying, if we keep rolling over, it's excessive approximation of basic psychological operation. Now, obviously, we all know this as listeners. We've got to get it out to others. We can look at it and tell it's an incremental fish trap. You know those fish traps where the hole looks like it's only so big? But once the fish gets in, it has a tendency to swim forward, and then it squeezes through but won't go back through a hole that it sees is too small. It'll squeeze through it once it thinks it's trapped and actually get trapped. But when it turns around and try to leave, the hole's smaller. So even though it can still squeeze through, almost no species of fish will squeeze through. The globalists have studied us like fish. And they've had Stanford, they've had Yale, they've had Harvard, they've had Oxford, they've had Cambridge, all put out in the last year that years ago they did studies on how to make you accept lockdowns, how to make you accept forced inoculations, how to make you accept your children being taken from you. They're gonna, but that's just the takeover. Then they break the economy, put everyone on a universal income, and control every step of your life for that universal income you get. And now they have that giant mass of people that will do whatever they're told for that universal income, and you are slaves. The chains are on. This is a systematic illegal program. And I don't want any offensive violence, but I see a lot of talk online. People saying time to dust off the muskets. Here's the issue, existentially. And I'll get to these clips of the big news. Under common law, under common sense, you cannot come with experimental dangerous vaccines, whether they be safe or not. And they're not. They're deadly, and it's obviously the takeover. These people have liability protection. They have long histories of killing people with vaccines. They are eugenicists that want to depopulate you. When somebody says, I want to depopulate you, and he spent hundreds of billions of dollars he got from big foundations and the robber barons to get control of the world health system and most nation state systems, he's been thrown out of over 20 countries, Gates has, but he's in another 140 or so. When you've got something of that magnitude going down, and he says he wants to do this, and it's what he comes out of Cold Springs Harbor and the eugenics, and then he's coming, violating the Geneva Convention, violating the Nuremberg Code, violating international law. If the Nazis were coming to give you a deadly shot or take your kids away, you don't just have a right, you have a duty to fight them. So they've already shut down the communications almost everywhere. Now they're coming. Now they're going to beta test in Canada and Europe in this round and in California and in New York, dragging people out of their homes, beating people up that don't wear masks, taking people's children away. The UN said that was the goal. It's already happened in Australia and Spain. Now it's happening in England. And they're just normalizing that vans come, cops have guns, you disappear. And then again, if they say you have COVID, these are leftist doctors in extermination centers, not guillotines. They say, oh, he had COVID, and now you're going to see people taken to the COVID centers. It's already happening in Australia. The people die in these. They're totally healthy. They take you. They go, oh, he got sick. We had to intubate him. And yeah, he died after 2 weeks on a ventilator. So they strap you down, and the communist Chinese do this, and they put it down your lungs, and they kill you. And they sit there and laugh at you while you're dying. And they turn it up way higher. In fact, a lot of the old folks in the Blue City areas where they have these killer eugenics doctors, they're in cult bioethics boards like Ezekiel Emanuel, saying he wants to kill old people. He runs this. He hires for decades all these boards. These are psycho killers. And even the medical association said, why did you give people twice the pressure you're supposed to? And there's like, because they got to get kill numbers. So they're coming to kill you. They're coming to kill you. They're coming to kill you. And then they're like, oh, see, death numbers. They already beta tested in the nursing homes. They already wouldn't let families in. Oh, you might have COVID. But if you have COVID, but we're healthy, asymptomatic, oh, we're going to bring you in to the nursing home where there's no sunlight and they eat crappy food to get half the death numbers in the country. So they're going to kill the old people. That's what COVID-19 is. That's why Ezekiel Emanuel is going to run the whole new system for Biden if he gets in. And that's why he's announcing, black folks, you want your welfare, you're going to take it. Poor white folks, poor black folks, you're going to take it. Old people, you can't come see your kids. Kids can't come see you. Where they're going to, they've already said, we're going to ship more people in and kill them. And it's all a test to see if they can get away with, not with guillotines. If they got guillotines out, you know you resist. They had guillotines in downtown D.C. chopping Trump's head off tomorrow and chopping his family's head off. You'd rise up, we'd overthrow him. But it's not that. It's, oh, we're taking you to an emergency COVID center. And when you get to the emergency COVID center, you just disappear. And we already know this has been operating for 6 months in Canada. And the number of death statistics they're holding, but we know that the main deaths are happening in these centers. And they're beta testing on old people and on homeless who are run down. So at first you get the cops used to it. Well, we take them to the center. They don't have any due process. No one knows who they are. They take them, and then they have special doctors that believe they're saving the earth. Humans are bad. They're being paid money to do it. $53,000 extra here in the U.S. They're paid extra in Canada. These are very high-paid doctors, just like the organ-harvesting doctors that keep baby comfortable. He says, mama doesn't want baby. We keep baby comfortable. We harvest organs. Governor Northam. He's a baby harvester. And he's up there telling you, listen, police don't need to be involved. Husband doesn't need to be involved. Only the woman and the doctors. There should be at least two doctors in the room, and we agree to say baby's not resuscitated. Now, baby's still alive. Resuscitation means we don't say you're a viable life under eugenics, under bioethics. Then baby is taken and kept a week, 2 weeks, whatever, while they blood type it, get the organs ready for harvesting. And we're going to harvest baby, they're going to harvest you. So, that's why we have the Second Amendment to defend ourselves, but this is it. They're coming for you and your family. They will murder you. They've got brainwashed nurses.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit merrilledge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I want to be deadly straight with you and absolutely level with you 1,000,000,000%, okay? I am not exaggerating about any of this. I know it sounds completely insane what I'm saying. I can prove every point of this in their own admissions, their own statements, their own preparation. But now we're 10 months into this global government, martial law, medical tyranny, fear machine takeover, and you've got archbishops saying it's a planetary new world order satanic takeover to kill you and your family and shut down the economy and start a third world. It's top scientists. It's thousands of prominent virologists, doctors, scientists. So I want to be clear. When I say that they have medical boards and special hospitals trained by Ezekiel Emanuel and others, this is on record. Okay, my dad used to own a hospital. My dad managed 200 dental offices at one time. My dad's testified in the state legislature, okay? And so I grew up around medical management, all right? And my dad told me, he goes, there's certain hospitals in Dallas where they kill people and take their organs. Now, when I was 16 getting my driver's license, he said, don't sign the organ donor card. There's certain hospitals in Dallas kill people. I just thought he was crazy, but I still didn't sign it. Again, a few years later, 60 Minutes, back when it did a good job, talked about Dallas and Chicago, two specific cities, also Austin, killing people that were could be saved for their organs. So it's certain hospitals, like anything, it's good and evil. Like you go to one Catholic church, it's good people. Go to another, it's run by child molesters. You go to one Baptist church, it's run by good people. Go to another, it's run by devil worshipers. You know, it's Everything isn't what it seems. And so doctors are great people on average, like Dr. Ron Paul and so many others, and they have the Hippocratic Oath. But people like Northam and people like Ezekiel have trained and created these bioethics boards. And they've gotten laws changed in New York and places where they can kill already born babies that are healthy. Now, why do they want that? They don't want just the babies. They want you. So the UN, with their director of global crisis response, we played the clip of a bunch here, he said years ago when the global pandemic hits, and it's coming, so did Fauci, he said, we'll deal with Trump. There's a global pandemic coming. Trump didn't see that speech because Fauci was already there. People are like, why does Trump have Fauci? It's the whole bureaucracy. Fauci involved covering up what AIDS really was, what happened in Africa. He's been involved in all of it. He's been around longer than Gates in this. So if Gates is Darth Vader, he's Palpatine. Okay, so here's what I'm getting at. The UN recommended emergency centers be set up as prisons with special doctors and special staff for people that refuse to be tested or quarantined. So like they've got special hospitals and special facilities. Like in New York, they have one hospital where more people died there than everywhere else in New York because that's where they're running the op. And they're getting $53,000 for everybody they kill. I'm sorry, there's $2,000 extra you get. So it's $54,000 and change for one they kill. Sorry, it's a little bit extra. So this is real. This is happening. This is for money at the low level. But creating these cadre corps of killers, assassins, they can then expand those cadre corps out. And so the new system is not death by a firing squad. We need to create a meme. It's not firing squads. It's not guillotines. They don't hang you. They take you and they intubate you because that's the UN recommendation. If you have COVID, we stick a thing down your throat, down your airways, into your bronchia. And that's how they murder you. Now, that's the fast murder way. The slow murder is the vaccine, which is why you see the cancer rates up and all the death and all the disease, all the neurological problems. And that's in all the studies. So in Africa and places, they just come in and pay the village leaders to let us shoot up people. We'll give you $500,000. And the village leaders will stand up with machine guns and make 1,000 people take it. And then like hundreds die the next day. You know, miscarriages, total death. It comes out in the local news. Well, now the villagers, when they see UN trucks, they just run. And they fight. And so the Africans now fight for their lives, and they're having trouble. So now Bill Gates announced they're going to start shipping in free food, food aid that has live virus vaccine in the food. So everything being done to the Africans is now time for us. So when I tell you all of this, I want you to know we're not making this up, okay? I'm sorry, it's just horrible. So it's special hospitals. They're going to take political people they want. Oh, you went in this restaurant, gave us your QR code, or, you know, gave us your... If someone else in there had that, then they come and say, sorry, we need to test you. Oh, it says you're positive, it's all fake. And they go, we need you to come with us. Now, see, in phase one that we run, it was just stay locked down, it's up to you. Everybody's kind of scared, so we did it ourselves. Then phase two is what you already saw in Australia. They've been already done phase two in Spain, where they come and threaten you. Your neighbor sees you out, they get money, and you get taken away to a facility. Phase three, they're going to go, sorry, we just can't allow that. We're just creating a computer list of those that we think are dissenting against the lockdown. And that's the reason millions died of COVID, when they're really just going to be killing you with ventilators. So that's why they're still going, we need ventilators. The New York mayor, the New York governor, because that's the murder weapon. And again, the UN's the boss. They say how to turn the air up. They say who to do it to. They say no family allowed in to the hospital or to the nursing home so they can kill you. So they already made in the U.S. the nursing homes the FEMA centers as a beta test. Now they're just going to move directly to the FEMA centers. So let's go ahead and go back to October. Next hour I'm going to lay out the latest info, how to stop it, what we've got to do. But this is Matt Hillier out of Kingston, Canada, member of Parliament, back in October 14th, talking about what was coming. Now it's here. And again, they're just now going to step two. We're not going into step two yet, but we will. This is all a laid out plan. Here it is.
For Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston.
Thank you, Speaker. My question is to the Premier. In my supplemental question yesterday, I asked this government if the people of Ontario should prepare for internment camps. In September, the federal government posted a call for expressions of interest. for contractors to supply, provide, and manage quarantine isolation camps throughout every province and every territory in Canada. These quarantine isolation camps, however, are not limited to people with COVID, but provide a wide latitude for many people to be detained. Surely this government is aware of the intentions to build these isolation camps from coast to coast. And my question to the Premier is, how many of these camps will be built, and how many people does this government expect to detain?
Question. German House Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It is very true that when people leave the country and when they come back in, that the province is suggesting, and the federal government, in cooperation with the federal government, we are suggesting that people isolate themselves. That has been a practice that has been very successful, not only here in the province of Ontario, but across Canada, and we will...
All right, that's enough of him. Shut him up. We're going to go through the actual documents when we start the next hour. But here it is in French. Out of Quebec City, breaking, Canada forcibly removes and imprisons, this is months ago, uncooperative coronavirus-positive citizens at secret location. Then we have videos of people that criticize the lockdown in their homes, and the police come and say, you're not allowed to criticize the lockdown, and arrest them and disappear them. And by the way, a lot of these people, we need to try to get them on, Daria. Remember that... What Swedish couple was panicking, and they come, and she was organizing a demonstration, and they arrested her husband. They'd never been seen again last time I heard. We need to check on them. Same thing in Australia. They've disappeared thousands of people. Members of city councils that said no were taken to military bases. Some were never seen again. And see, that's the thing. We're used to being free in the U.S. or Australia or the U.K. to a certain extent. And we're all told, you know, it's cops killing black people. That's the big problem with police. No, it's leftist bureaucrats that are going out and grabbing everyone. And now they're saying you can't go to a concert. You can't go to school unless you've had all the vaccines. You've got to have a government-issued phone, just like they have at the universities now in the U.S., that says you've got your digital passport, which also tracks you. And again, all that's just the police state takeover and the precedent of them being able to disappear anybody they want under U.N. command. That's the real issue, is UN command, world government. The first world collapses, third world dies. And the Davos Group says in The Great Reset, in his book and in their own statements, go look it up, we've showed you the videos, we've shown you the articles, they say the third world is going to collapse because of COVID. No, it's the COVID lockdown. Hundreds of millions are going to starve to death, and they're going to flood us, and we've got to feed them now. But they're not really going to feed them. They're just going to bring in... They said 600 million people in the next 20 years in the U.S. because of COVID. 250 million into France alone. France isn't even 100 million people. Did you just hear what I said? This is dystopia, hell, like you've never imagined. I'm going to explain it again. The trap just snapped shut. Okay, and I'm not trying to scare you here. You're going to see all this happen. They're going to murder your neighbors with those damn ventilators. They're going to murder you if they can. And they're going to have ignorant people around them going, trust the science. The cops are like, well, I take you. We got to get in their faces now. Lay it out before they roll out the next mode. That's our secret weapon.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.